This is Ted Kennedy. Comprehensive reform is the only realistic solution to America's worsening healthcare crisis. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, healthcare in 1992 is the fastest growing failing business in America. It ranks second only to the economy among issues of greatest concern to the vast majority of citizens. Health insurance costs are soaring. Insurance companies catch you coming and going. Larger premiums to buy a policy, higher deductibles before they pay a dime on any claim, higher coinsurance to make you pay more of every medical bill. Lose your job and you lose your health insurance. Change your job and you can also lose it. Get sick enough and the insurance company cancels your coverage just when you need it the most. Or else they say you have a pre-existing condition, which excludes you from any coverage in the first place. Get serious, Al. Republican Band-Aids won't do the job. Join the Democrats in supporting comprehensive reform.
You're right, Ted. Too many people are without health insurance, and health care costs are out of control. But your plan would only throw more than 700,000 workers out of a job in the first year alone. Your play or pay plan would make U.S. workers and businesses pay and pay and pray. The Republican plan helps over 30 million Americans who are now without any insurance. It also gives small businesses some important tax breaks for workers offering health insurance, too. It's also the only package that gets a firm grip on the problem of medical malpractice and the other skyrocketing cost drivers. Ted, we have a real responsibility to see that all Americans have health insurance, but we have a real responsibility to the taxpayers, too. We cannot provide health insurance with one hand and bankrupt them with the other. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on President Bush's efforts to rescind wasteful spending and give it back to the taxpayers. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.